start here this season. Sky City last Thursday won their home invitational, and they got the upper hand there. They have a couple of meets next week, and they'll go to Syracuse and I believe Colby. That'll be a big one there. That's where regionals is here in a few weeks. We got a couple of the golfers joining us here, starting here with Dylan Metzger. And how you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, last week got to play at home, and I know, which is wild, you guys weren't happy with your guys' performance, but you guys ended up winning the meet by 10 shots over Colby. Kind of talked about last week there for you.
Yeah, I mean, I got off to a pretty slow start, and I kind of rebounded on the back, and, you know, and then I didn't end off very good, but, you know, I felt like I played all right overall, and, you know, we won it as a team, so that's always good.
Do you think sometimes it's all about maybe you guys maybe try to overthink too much, that you've been pretty comfortable on your home course?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely think so, yeah.
But, you know, I've had a pretty good year so far here, and what's been working for you?
I feel like I have a tendency to kind of overthink things, but, you know, if I just get up there kind of relaxed, and it usually goes a lot better for me.
All right. Well, and it's weird, last couple of meets, you told me this last Thursday, you've placed in the same position, you've had the same score. What gives?
Yeah, I don't know. Just very coincidental, I guess.
But you got to like your consistency, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right, what steps are you looking to do here as you head forward here through last few matches or tournaments here before regionals?
Well, I think Syracuse is going to be a tough tournament. You know, their course is very tough. Their fairways are very narrow. And, you know, I need to get more confident with my lower irons. You know, maybe not hit driver off every tee box. I just need to get more comfortable there. And, you know, just hope to improve every day.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue in the right direction there. And Junior Dylan Metzger joining us here. And congratulations on a good start here. Good luck to you coming up next week.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Dylan Metzger. And we get a return guest here. It's Senior Connor Armendaris. He'll be joining us here now. Get the headset on. And how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, last week, winning the home tournament, you know, that had to be pretty fun feeling overall, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we've ever – well, we did. We won Ulysses last year, but
– okay.
Yeah, that's pretty new, winning our tournament.
So, you know, that's pretty cool. Second – or, you know, winning that tier last week here. And I know it wasn't probably your best day, but it was probably some of the nicer weather you've had all year.
Oh, yeah, the weather was, you know, beautiful. But, I mean, I think I did shoot my personal best, actually, so that's good.
Yeah, you know, and what, you know, as you've been through the season or you talked with us a few weeks ago, what are some things you've done to improve along the way?
I changed up my grip a little bit, and that's kind of helped me from hitting a pretty bad slice, you know, and I feel like I'm getting more consistent, you know, around the green, and my putting's really come a long way.
Well, how fun has this season been?
It's been pretty fun, just going out there and golfing every day, you know, and that's just a treat in itself.
Do you guys kind of have some challenges amongst each other?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a competition, like who can outdrive the next person or who can put it closest to the pin. That's always pretty fun.
Who hits the ball the farthest?
Oh, probably Jackson Rumford.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Not Dylan.
Dylan says, yeah, I saw his one shot the other day, unfortunately, landed out of bounds. He was on the green, though, but unfortunately, he was in the wrong hole. But, no, you know, but that it's cool. You guys have been fun to watch you a couple times here, watching your scores. You guys have been having a good season. It's been enjoyable to watch that. And what's your goal here for next week?
You know, Syracuse, like Dylan said, is a pretty tough course, but I'd like to try to break 90, you know. I've seen it once, so.
All right. Hopefully it works out for you here. And congratulations on a good start here, and good luck to you coming up.
Dave, thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Connor Armendaris here. And also had Dylan Metzger joining us here. Thanks to him as well here. And have fun talking with him here as well. And now we talk with Coach Brian Gentry. The varsity has had plenty of time off here over last week here, but they're going to be busy next week there, Tuesday and Thursday. Well, Coach, last Thursday, I know I talked a little bit about with Dylan and also Connor a little bit. They weren't happy with their day overall, but in the end, you guys still won the meet there, and that's got to be pretty satisfying.
Yeah. Early on in the day, there were some text messages exchanged between myself and Dakota about this isn't going the way we thought it was going to go. I think Kale was 4 over through 3. I know Jackson, because he played right up, you know, he played 3 and 4. He was 5 over after 2, and but finished with 79. So it's pretty, yeah. He settled in and got going. And But, yeah, it wasn't looking very good for a while. And you know, our course, par 68, numbers are, I don't want to say deceiving by any means, because although our course is relatively easy and it's flat, it does present its challenges without a bounds. And so you have to really, you know, pick spots, especially on hole number four, where it can get you, because there's an interior out of bounds, and there's also the fence line over there. So it's a tough one. But, yeah, it wasn't going the way we thought it was, but I'll give them a lot of credit. They stayed the course. They kept battling. And, you know, when you win by 10 strokes as a team, it may sound like a lot. It's not. It's nothing when you're counting four guys' scores. So those things can flip, you know, every meet. And, you know, so we've got to start off a little bit better. And, you know, Cale right now is kind of finding his groove. We kind of alluded earlier that he wasn't in the right, you know, kind of headspace really for golf. Like he was kind of struggling with the swing, but over the last week he's had a little bit of time to work that out. And Dylan is kind of chopping his number down a little bit. He seems to be stuck around 90, but capable of more. And you know, to tell you the truth, I really think our team is has, you know, if everything works out right, we have a capability of shooting, you know, high 320s, 330s, which would be excellent. So we've got that. We have that capability. All of them just need to understand that, you know, all of their scores count, and every swing of that club means something. So they just have to, you know, be can't let one hole affect the next three.
Well, I mean, kind of go back to Dylan there and talk to him before I think came on there. He got like his consistency, shooting 90s back-to-back in ninth place, or eighth or ninth both times in a row.
Right.
Eighth there, yeah.
Yeah. he's come a long ways in a year from being, you know, hundreds and above to now, you know, right there at 90. And he puts time in, and he's got a good swing. We just have to, you know, where our numbers come is where everybody's due, around the green. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people are just fascinated by the drive, you know. So, for the most part, our guys do not really buy into that. And so that's, you know, that works in our favor. But I still think we have a lot of potential and a lot of strokes out there that we can cut off. And it'll be exciting. You know, we're going to try to go up to Colby, you know, cause that's where regionals at, and play a couple times before our practice round. And we get to, you know, it's really an exciting time for our golf team. I don't know record wise, because there are no records that I can find. Maybe you can, cause you find records on everything.
<That's
right>. you could find out when the last time at Scott City golf team qualified for state. Cause I don't know when that was. It hasn't happened in at least 15 years, cause I've been here for those, I think.
Yeah.
But, we have that chance, and, it's exciting.
Yeah. Busy week next week, and a big week for you guys. You mentioned Syracuse Tuesday and Colby on Thursday next week.
Yeah. Syracuse is a fun course. It is a really fun course. It tightens up on you after hole three. You get back in those tamarack trees, and you gotta kind of know where you're going, and so it's a fun course. But Thursday's the big one in my mind, just because we get to go out and play Colby's course for some of our guys the first time. For several of them, it'll be the third time probably that they played it. But we need to get up there and play it because, like we talked about last week, a lot of these courses are played on feel. And that's what it went back to, you know, when we won the tournament, our own tournament last week, was feel. They don't need a range finder because they know when they're at spots what clubs they're going to hit. And so that's the advantage that Colby will have going in to that tournament. And I think Hoxie's up there, which Hoxie's just unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But – you know, we don't have to compete against them in regionals. So, you know, that's, thank goodness. That's, you know, that's kind of our game plan right now, is to do the things that we're struggling with that we can get a little bit better on, building up into our regional at Colby.
Should be a fun one there for you guys next week as you're getting down to the final stretch of the season. Coach Brian Gentry joins us here. And thanks again for joining me, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys coming up next week.
All right, thanks.